this episode of the podcast, we talk about basically why everything's messed up and not where it's supposed to be, and just a long rant. And I want to give a shout out to all the people that are the healthcare workers that are doing their best, helping out the patients and people that are going to work, still making things kind of normal. So shout out to them. Yeah, it's like one of the longest podcasts I ever did. So I'm not gonna try to put that much music on here on this episode. So enjoy. Have a nice week. Stay strong. Here's the episode. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows. Episode 18. This episode, we're doing something completely different. Because I pretty much ran out of ideas, shit to talk about on this podcast. I don't know. Especially what's going on right now in this pandemic and the coronavirus, and me working in the coronavirus is just stressing me out. So I couldn't have time to think of my next moves or whatever I want to do in life, period, from day to day. So we're just gonna wing it. So pretty much, having done anything but work and go to school online. Stay in the house. Things like that. So on this episode, I wanted to go behind the scenes of people that have made a name for themselves on Twitter by being political pundit on the left or the right or whatever. And some of these people are, to me, is batshit crazy. Because they just tweet all this stuff out all day. I mean, how do you have the time to do this stuff? It's like we're just so into ourselves, ideology and ego-wise, egotistical, Machiavellian, narcissism, all that is on Twitter all day long. Yeah, I'm just going to read people's tweets. A particular person that's fascinating to me is the guy James Woods. He's I don't know what he is anymore. I know he used to be an actor. I don't know what he does now. See, what does James Woods, what is James Woods known for in the movies? James Woods is an American actor and producer, best known for roles Videodrome, Once Upon a Time in America, Casino, I remember that, Nixon, just do a little too, what? I don't know, man. Played a movie called Vampires. Scary movie one. What has he done lately? Hasn't really done anything lately. Like his career died down in the early 2000s. Oh, okay. He had a role on Ray Donovan. Some show called Shark from 2006 to, see, it's early 2000s. Here we go. Played in White House Down 2013 with Chatham Tatum and Jamie Foxx. Movie's horrible, by the way. Horrible. Don't wanna. Okay, so yeah. Played in a couple things. And from looking at his pictures lately, he looks like crap. He looks like a right wing, not. But this is how mostly people are. Most people that are liberal or Democrat, they end up getting old and then they end up being a Republican. And I seen the light. Start spewing all this nonsense shit. About conservatism. Whatever you call it. I don't know. I'm recording this early in the morning because I don't have any other time to do this during the day. Everybody's asleep. Okay. Anyway. Let's get into some of this guy's tweets, shall we? Yeah, I don't follow James Woods on Twitter, but a lot of you guys do. 2.3 million followers, wow. Okay, 5 hours ago he tweeted, the cleansing of the temple, even Jesus had a swamp to drain. See, what I don't like about these guys like this, these celebrities that turn to political watchdogs or whatever, they never have a tweet like, I woke up today and made me some coffee and some toast. Opened up the blinds and the sunshine was just shining in my face. And the light was so bright. Me and my dog went out for a walk. Nope. It's just this bullshit all day long. Banner year for Democrat vote fraud, mail-in votes, ballot harvesting, and old standbys, illegal aliens, and dead people. It makes you wonder if they're ever actually going to get any real votes at all. Everything, his tweets have to do something with Democrats. Democrats are bad people. Idiot Schumer finally gets glasses thing, right, only to drop the ball on a mask. This clown honestly couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. Well, maybe you should put you in Congress. James Woods, what are you gonna do? Six hours ago, he tweeted, "Now we actually avoided the end of democracy by stopping Democrat mail-in vote frauds." Your thing about Democrats. Democrats are so bad, they're the devil, man. Excuse me. Republicans don't do nothing wrong. I take that back. He has a video of a puppy chewing on another dog's tail. They got 5,111 likes, 913 retweets. So maybe James Wood has a heart after all. It's not black and hairy. I don't know what I was reaching for when I said that. Excuse me. Apparently, he doesn't like Alyssa Milano. Don't get me started on her. In fact, we just go to Alyssa Milano. Another actor just turned political watchdog. She likes, Biden. She tweeted 5 days ago, "Bernie supporters a threat for you. I will continue to do what's right for the people in this country no matter how you attack me. I am tough. I had 4 years of practice from MAGAs. I know all the tricks and you can't silence me. I supported Bernie in 2016. Keep reading." Miss Milano, she has 3.6 million followers. These people, I don't know, man. Maybe that's one of the problems. We have celebrities speaking out for us. People who are in the middle class and lower level. You really know what it's like to suffer? I mean, they've been living in Calabasas, so they don't know what the fuck's going on. They don't know reality. And it's one thing to get behind a presidential candidate. But it's another thing to stand behind a cause, a legit cause. That's actually mean something. Oh boy, Rosie McGowan. No, I'm not messing with that. Chelsea Handler. I don't follow Chelsea Handler. Netflix documentary, Hello Privilege. It's Me, Chelsea, out now. Oh boy. Seen this documentary, Hello Privilege. So is this a movie about white privilege? I don't know. Better check that out. Okay, Melissa Milano. She tweeted about Trump, of course. He has no idea what he's talking about. Well, I agree with that, because, oh man, I don't know what the other day. I swear to God. I don't know if it was a Saturday, maybe it was Sunday. They did a press briefing. I swear to God, Trump was so high on something. I don't know what else. I could just tell. Slurring his words, moving back and forth, swinging his arms. Kept trying to interrupt people that was trying to make him make sense of things. And Trump, I'm some kind of upwards man. But you come down on him, you can tell. That's why I don't think Biden has a chance against Trump. Because when you're on them uppers, man, he's spitting. He's running out of the mouth. He's going 99 miles per hour. Talking points. This. We ain't got no talking points, but Trump just talk his ass off about anything. So you guys are going to have to probably get Biden on them uppers, man. Some Adderall, I've got a lot of uppers in that. Familiar with the upper drugs. Likewise with the downers. I don't have tried Xanax. It's not for me. I don't know how people can just walk around like a zombie all day. Antidepressant spirit, they always have me feeling like a zombie. I had to grab myself off the bed. I feel like I'm pulling you to the ground. Who wants to be like that all day long? I don't know. Anyway. What's the saying? Going through people's tweets. Melissa Milano, she's tweeting about the election. She has a podcast called Sorry Not Sorry. I'm probably not really going to listen to that. She's tweeting about Bernie Sanders. She doesn't like Bernie, I guess. She wants him to drop out the race. She retweeted some Cory Booker tweeted out. No one should have to make a choice between exercising their right to vote and staying safe between a public crisis. I do kind of agree we should vote from home. But But you know, we can't get that. They're gonna fuck it up some kind of way if we did it. Fuck around Trump in the winning, or fuck around end up losing. We have President Mushmouth Biden as our president. Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't like Biden either. I don't like him. It's just weird, man. I can't get down with Biden, man. If I had to vote between Trump or Biden, that is, I don't know, that's hard. I don't know, man. I vote for Trump, man. What the fuck? I can't see myself voting for Trump, man. Oh, God. I got this old, too old white, out of touch men. I don't know, man. This is what we got. We could have Tulsi Gabbard, Andrew Yang. This is what y'all wanted. And it's coronavirus. Hope you guys are happy. I don't know. I can't really see myself voting for Joe Biden, man. I don't know, man. Not my guy. Guys, he's going through something. People just can see this. You want to put this guy in the White House? Well, he probably can't even be lost. Jill, I don't know where I'm at. Help me. Next day. I don't know who you are. Who are you? Who is this? Is this Jill? Is he gonna have his son, Hunter Biden, on in the cabinet, senior advisor? I don't know, man. This is, I don't know, dude. My beard is getting so thick, man. I don't know what to. Let's shave my shit, man. I look like the Grizzly Man. Go chop some wood. Take a bath with the bears. Marshmallows with the bears. Joy Reid. I don't really like her either, man. I don't know. It's so damning. There was a little girl. Pandemic playbook. President Obama left for Trump to follow, and he, and blah 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 blah. Now this is true. This is pretty fucked up. So Obama and George W. Bush left a pandemic playbook for the Trump to follow, and he didn't follow it. There's another reason why Trump, he fired all the EPA people. Got rid of half his own people, man. Now, we in crisis, we don't have enough ventilators. We're getting ventilators sent from China. China is sending us ventilators. Because this stupid fucking idiot don't want to. He want people to be nice to him. Kiss his ass. You're the president of the United States. You should be all hands on deck for everything. Whatever you can do. every day. Not blaming other people, saying that they should have this stuff already. You're the president of the United States. You should have it. All this shit. I don't know, man. Get me started on that guy. I just think we should have any precedent. We should have the people vote for certain laws for Congress to pass, and somebody just sign the shit. Don't have to be a president. That's it. Whatever gets the most votes gets passed. Whatever doesn't get passed. This is just too exhausting. We're not getting the right people to put in none of these positions. I'm hearing about people that we have to pay this stimulus checks back on our taxes next year. I don't, what the fuck kind of shit is that? That's my idea I was doing earlier. It's nothing that Tommy Lauren, her tweets, Mills, who sell the pink, sell the pill. They want the pill to be profitable and advantageous to them as possible. Is that even a word? Advantageous? Is that a word? Yes, sir. Is that a word? I could just Google it. Advantageous. Advantage is a word. Involving or creating favorable circumstances that increase the chances of success and effectiveness of the scheme is advantageous to our company. Similar to superior, dominant, and powerful. Remember those who sell the panic sell the pill and want to be as profitable and advantageous to them as possible. That's gonna make sense. She's a genius. And not one more rhyme. I'm pretty sure I'm really smarter than her. Feeding people into submission and obedience by talking. Taking a bit more each day. Sounds pretty un-American to me, but what do we expect from the state of Bernie Sanders? Yeah, Bernie Sanders has something to do with this. Okay. I'm completely lost. 2 days ago, she tweeted, the same liberal hacks who said it was racist to ban travel from China. Way back in February when the Wuhan virus kicked off, are now doing mental gymnastics, a lot of the same shit you was doing because you're saying, oh, this is a hoax. No, it's real. It's real. shortage, toilet paper shortage. This should terrify every freedom-loving American. The coronavirus crackdown is a test. What comes next will not be. Wake up, wake up, wake up. I wish we could stop referring to this time as the new normal. It's not, but we may never get comfortable with this level of government control. What? President is Trump. You're talking about government control. And you want to control the government, most of the government, the federal government? That don't make sense. Who the hell is Mayor Grassetti? He announces he is instructing the city to shut off water and power to any non-essential business that have continued to operate and violate safer at home order despite repeated warnings to shut down. Man, they ain't shutting shit down in St. Louis. Everything's still going. People still coming all outside, types of night in my job to get food. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't think we're gonna be able to go. This virus ain't going nowhere, because they need to shut everything down. And wait till it gets very hot. All they gotta do is send everybody checks, pay their bills, wait it out. That's it. You print all this money, you bet all these businesses out, but you couldn't. This is an epidemic. There's people are dying. You can't give us. Shit is insane. Instead, it's really causing more confusion because people are still going to work. And all the people that are going to work are going to be sick now. They have to take care of us. Like, it's going to probably keep repeating itself over and over. Not putting a stop to any goddamn thing. Time I come home for it, I feel like shit. I don't know. It's just amazing. The United States claim to be the smartest country. We can't get nothing right when it comes to the government. This crisis we've been going through. That guy from the the Prime Minister of the UK. He's in pretty bad shape. I think it's one person that agrees with my theory. The Italian Prime Minister quoted, "All conflicts around the world should stop during the global pandemic." That's what I'm saying. Everything needs to stop. I mean, you can work from home, that's fine, that's cool. I'm mad at people working at home, but so I can work at home. I was doing a job like that. I need to check me for I need to find me a remote job. I mean, after all this is over, what kind of, I don't know what kind of shape our economy is going to be in, what kind of jobs we're going to have. So who knows at this point? We don't know. We don't know, we don't know, we don't know, we don't have no clue. All we can do is make TikToks and put them on Instagram. I'm kind of sick of y'all putting TikToks on Instagram. It's kind of annoying, man. It's getting out of hand. I don't even want to see it. All you do on TikTok is just dance, make dance videos. That's kind of annoying. I don't know. Gary Vee has a lot of stock into TikTok. Every time I watch a video, he's telling people, go on TikTok. You want to be a influencer, you want to do this, you start a business, TikTok, TikTok. How much stock you invested in that company, buddy? Question is how much money he's gonna make from TikTok, because seems to be killing Instagram right about now. I don't know, for some reason Instagram probably be around forever, because same thing. I think probably TikTok happened to the same thing as Snapchat. It'll just fade away. Instagram will find some way to adapt to the climate of whatever like TikTok is doing now. And still be around when TikTok phases out or something new comes along after that. Sound like Gary Vee. Oh God. Yeah, man. People get it up. The kids are getting up. I guess I'll end this podcast here. It's like the longest rant I said I was going to be ranting. For a long time. I gave you guys bars. Bars on bars. This podcast. You guys should be giving this a 5-star review. No. I don't know. Retweeting this episode. Ross. Submit it. Oh, whatever. Okay, this is the Lonely Boy Podcast. I have nothing else to talk about. I'm getting sleepy. You guys have a nice week. See you guys Friday, I guess. Stay strong through all the madness and confusion, because there's definitely a lot of confusion out there. People be sending me videos, look at this, it's conspiracy. I can't look at all this, man. It just confuses me even more. What's not confusing me is I've seen it. Never mind, I'll talk about it on the next episode. All right. It's time for real, I'm leaving. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host Kid Rainbows. We're out. Now we're out. Play the music.
We live in an age of technology in which machines touch every part of our lives. It is not surprising that music has also been influenced by technology. We live in an age of technology in which machines touch every part of our lives. It is not surprising that music has also been influenced by technology.